June 30, a prayer for the outpouring of the Spirit. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also sent them into the world, and for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. John chapter 17, verses 18 to 20. My Heavenly Father, I come to Thee at this time just as I am, poor and needy, and dependent upon Thee. I ask Thee to give me and give this people the grace that perfects Christian character. Wilt Thou have compassion upon this people? Let Thy light shine into the chambers of the mind and into the soul temple. My Savior, Thou hast given Thy life to purchase Thine inheritance, that as overcomers they may enter the kingdom of God, where they shall go no more out forever. Bless those who have signified their desire to serve Thee. Put Thy Spirit upon them. I ask Thee, Heavenly Father, to let Thy Holy Spirit come to this people. May Thy salvation be revealed. Touch their hearts and make them very tender. Soften them by Thy Holy Spirit, and help them to see the work to be done for their neighbors, and for souls that are perishing all around them. Oh, awaken them to their responsibilities. May they wash their robes of character, and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Wilt Thou encircle them in the arms of Thy mercy? Plead with them through the impressions of Thy Holy Spirit, that they may try to let their light shine to those that have not known the truth. Put Thy church in order, O Lord, that they may labor for souls. My Savior, reveal Thyself to this people. Let Thy love be expressed. O, let it be revealed. Hold Thy people, that Satan may not have his will and way with them. Help them to press through all opposition, that at last they may lay their crowns at the feet of Jesus in the city of God, and Thy name shall have all the glory. Amen. Review and Herald, July 16, 1908.